Hello, my name is Kelly Bramblett, and I am a trauma support coach and spiritual mentor who works with people from all over the world who are struggling with unresolved wounding. I do this by gently guiding them to healing, peace, and self-love through my one-on-one coaching. In addition to this, I also write a weekly spiritually based blog and I'm the host of Kelly Bramblett's High Vibe podcast, which can be heard on all major streaming platforms. My mission is to help spread a message of hope to the hopeless and inspire others to heal the collective by first healing themselves. I am a fully certified general life coach, trauma care specialist, law of attraction practitioner, EFT practitioner, and a level 3 Usui Reiki master teacher. My first book, Alchemy of the Phoenix, From the Ashes of Trauma to the Light of Love, was released July 1st, 2020, and continues to offer further support for trauma survivors worldwide. You can learn more about my work by visiting my website at www.kellybramblett.com. Hello and welcome to today's High Vibe podcast episode. I did something completely new, completely different today when I was deciding what I wanted to talk about. Originally, I had planned to talk about the importance of discernment, but as I started hooking up my microphone and getting set up and in the mental space to record today, Spirit came through really clearly, really loudly, and said, go draw a card from your Alchemy of the Phoenix oracle deck and speak about what theme shows up. So I went, grabbed my deck, shuffled, and the card I drew says, I embrace change with excitement instead of fear. So today I'm going to be discussing, first of all, why we tend to resist change even when it's positive change, and how we can shift from a mindset of being fearful into a mindset of being excited. So I'm going to take a quick break and then be right back. I can't say it surprised me in the least that I would have this message show up today, because as these things tend to work with the universe, Spirit is literally always speaking with us. It's likely if you're listening to this podcast today that this message is just for you, but interestingly enough, this message today actually applies to me on a personal level as well, which I always say when we're working with Spirit, when we're working with energetics and this connection and communication through energetics, through spirit, through synchronicity, it never ceases to amaze me, but you just can't make these things up. And this is yet just another example of something showing up in perfect timing, this message about how we approach change and why change is so scary and how even positive change can be triggering and fearful and stir heavy emotions to the surface. And specifically today, I feel really called to talk about the fear that we hold around positive change. But I do think it's worth mentioning that even change that at the time feels as if it's not positive ultimately is always bringing us to a better space. Just sometimes things have to be shaken up. And I know I use this reference constantly, but it brings me to that tower card in the tarot deck of this divine destruction so that things can be rebuilt. So there's definitely different energies around change. Sometimes we're experiencing it against our will, maybe you could say against what we had planned. It may seem like life is happening to us and we have little control, and it may not be what we had envisioned for ourselves, and we're being asked to surrender and trust that things are conspiring in our favor. But again, today I really want to focus on the other side of that, when we resist change, even when it's positive change or something that we have been asking for or wanting. I feel like if you're interested in exploring this from that previously discussed angle of kind of when things are falling apart or it's unexpected change or that change that isn't necessarily what we were expecting, I've recorded a ton of stuff about that. I've talked a lot about it in my work. I've written a lot about it. So there, that information's definitely out there and available for you if that's more what you need. So moving into this discussion today, I first want to start with kind of exploring why we would resist something that we've possibly even been hoping for or asking for or consciously working to manifest. And ultimately, it comes down to the ego and fear, which is always the underlying energy of all ego activation. The ego likes for things to stay consistent, to stay the same. And if it was up to the ego, you would never move or grow or change or shift, because often it is this sudden or unexpected change that shows up in our life that is the catalyst to leading us to these really amazing spaces of growth and personal development, and even growth within our own physical lives. It could be a new job, a promotion, a complete lifestyle change, leaving a job and doing more of what you love, choosing to retire, etc. There's so many options, and I'm just kind of throwing them out there. But these are the types of changes that have to happen for our life to continue to be in the beautiful flow and unfurling that is the human experience. So when we resist it, we keep ourselves stagnant and stuck and stationary. And that energy doesn't facilitate growth on any level. But again, that is the comfort zone of the ego, because it is predictable and the ego sees consistency and predictability as safety. So even when we are faced with positive change, the ego becomes very activated. And I think it's really interesting to think about the fact that we actually have a capacity for holding both types of change. So while things are evolving, we are still experiencing the loss of something. You know, as we're making this change, the old is falling away and we're making space for new things to come in, but we still are experiencing that loss of the old, you could say. So I think even with positive change, we're contending with that ego activation, but there's also a level of subconscious grief that goes along with that. I think we forget in our human mind at times that we have the capacity for holding so much in one space, so to speak, in one container that is our complete self, meaning physical and energetic and emotional and mental and all of these ways that we exist, not only here in this physical world, but beyond this in a universal and collective sense even. But within this container of self, there is so much expansiveness because of our true beingness, which is a part of this expansive and ever-expanding universe that exists within this container of our experience. And because of that, we're able to hold even conflicting ideas, conflicting opinions at times, and definitely conflicting emotions. But this part of our human way of thinking constantly wants to compartmentalize things and have everything in these neat labeled boxes, so to speak, of being either this or that. And I talk about this a lot. Our need to be able to operate and navigate the shades of gray within this entire experience and avoid this black or white way of thinking that things are either this or that, good or bad, etc. And the same is true when we're talking about change and we're experiencing it on many levels within the gray areas of what exists in that experience of change. I think something else that's really important to consider when we are feeling fearful of the change that we're being faced with is the way the body receives excitement. And believe it or not, the energy of excitement in the body can create a lot of confusion. It can feel as if it is nervousness or anxiousness or trepidation even, because the way the nervous system reacts to excitement and fear is actually very similar. And even though it's this really positive thing happening for us, the nervous system can still become just as dysregulated from positive change and excitement as it can from stress or loss or grief or those types of things that we associate with being negative experiences. I feel like this is such powerful information because it allows us to once again observe our physical bodies, come back into the physical body and recognize what's happening, but change the narrative through understanding that what we may be experiencing isn't resistance or fear at all. It's simply a dysregulated nervous system due to the high vibrational frequency of extreme excitement. And that's a lot for the body to contain. A mindset trick that I work with all the time when I'm experiencing quote unquote anxiety for whatever reason, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I'm so nervous, and I have this loop, is I change that wording and I'll say, what I really am is I'm so excited. And something about just having the mental awareness shifts that energy really quickly, and you're able to release this false narrative of fear. So that energy goes from one of carrying the frequency of fear or anxiety to that beautiful high vibrational frequency of joyfulness. And of course, doing grounding exercises, breath work, movement, yoga, all of those things that help us stay grounded are also super important when we are dealing with exciting change. That can help bring that balance, calm the nervous system down, and create the space for you to really appreciate what's happening and make sure that you don't get in your own way of the blessings that are being offered to you. How often do we let fear keep us from taking those leaps that we know are going to result in change? Because it's easier to stay where we are. It's easier to stick with what we know. And that's how we can really get in our own way when we resist positive change or resist even creating positive change. Everything is always in movement, and that includes us when we're in healthy balance with what is flow. And we hear so much about flow, right? But I think we rarely hear the explanation of like, what does that mean? And it's all encompassing of many things. This is just one aspect of living in flow. It's also about trusting our intuition. It's about paying attention to what's showing up for us. But it is also about being willing to move, to be in movement, to be in flow with the unfolding of the human experience, which was never meant to be still. Even our physical bodies are a reflection of the lack of stillness. Our heart never stops beating. Our brain never stops thinking or operating. There's movement within our body even when we're in stillness, and this is mirrored in every single aspect of the universe. So we are most in flow when we are in allowance and when we are in movement. Understanding this concept of change is really the key to shifting your mindset around it. It's when we move from a space of being identified with that fear voice of the ego to this higher perspective of the soul journey, the human journey, the combination of both of these things happening simultaneously within your experience. And when we are operating and thinking from that space, change stops seeming so scary and really does become exciting. There is that wonderment of being a part of the co-creation process without resistance. And that's what it all comes down to. Every single experience that you're presented with, whether you have awareness or not, you have manifested on some level. And when we are confronted with opportunities to make these changes in our life, it's because on some level we made a choice that was what we wanted. But I do feel like I need to say something here because I already know if I don't, someone is going to comment on something along the lines of, well, what about people who have really bad experiences? Are you saying that they're to blame? And again, these things are never black and white. And when we're talking about law of attraction and manifestation and energetic vibrational frequencies and what we're attracting, there are many layers that go into this. We have soul contracts. We have lessons that we need to learn. We have wounding that's being repeated in our cycles that is all part of that soul journey I was speaking about. But when we are being confronted and presented with positive change, it is because on some level we have become a vibrational match for whatever is being presented to us. It usually means we've outgrown a situation that's no longer serving to us, and the universe is handing us this experience to help us to up-level in every single way. And it's usually leading us to something that we desire either on a conscious or sometimes even unconscious and possibly even at a soul level. It is safe to experience change. And I think holding that energy and that mantra in your heart and in your mind when you start to notice resistance or triggering or old stories or fear-based energies and thoughts showing up when change is being presented will help to shift that so that you can embrace it with excitement. If you are facing this yourself right now and you need something to lean into, you can lean into this mantra. I embrace change with excitement instead of fear. So I hope that this podcast episode has helped to serve and support you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me, for taking the time, for being here, and for doing your part in healing the collective by focusing on healing yourself. As always, I am sending out so, so much love to each and every one of you.